5. Welcome to the final audio lecture of the semester. And for this audio lecture, it's a short one. There's no content. You've had plenty of me talking. You've had plenty of slides. You've had guest lecturers from all over the place. This last audio lecture is just basically a chance for me to say thank you for the work that you've put in this semester. I really do appreciate the crisis responses, the audio responses. As I sort of mentioned in the last audio lecture, it's been great hearing your voices. I certainly do miss seeing you in person, and hopefully I'll be able to see you again in an in-person class. If I don't, if you move through fourth year, come and say hi to me at some point. I'm in South Block, the fourth level of South Block. That's the building with the Tim Hortons and near the Hungry Badger. My office is 450A. And I hope you're doing well in your last writing assignments. And today we're just going to be asking you your final audio response question, which is based on sort of a summary of the work that you've done this semester. And again, I know that this process for the audio responses themselves can be a little tricky. And I know sometimes it can be probably a bit of a pain in the butt, the same way that lots of university components are. But I do appreciate the effort. And again, this is a course that really does reward that consistent effort. And if you've been putting in a consistent effort throughout this semester on your audio responses, you're going to do great. Same with the form responses here. What we're looking for is just consistently considering the things we're looking at, considering the materials, doing the work. And if you're doing that, and if you've done that, I should say, throughout the semester, you're going to be very pleased with your overall grades there. And they'll be posted about a week after the end of the semester here to give you a chance to submit these final responses. But your final audio response question is based on a summary of what we've done this semester. I want you to talk through what you've learned about nonprofits and how, if at all, you see nonprofits affecting your future in the sport industry. Now, I am totally okay. I am not offended in any way if you say, you know what, I've got a chance to know it. I don't think this is really going to be for me. Or you could say, look, I don't know. My eyes are open. My options are available. I think that hopefully, I mean, again, it's always hard to tell sometimes with async courses. I just want you to keep your eyes open to what the possibilities are, but also understand the sheer weight of the amount of sport that is delivered by nonprofits and how much of the sport industry that you've signed up for, the sport industry that you love, and the sport industry that you're going to work in the rest of your life if things go well, is actually delivered by these nonprofits, and how many of your meaningful experiences in sport growing up were delivered by nonprofits, and that why it's always so great to be able to give back to them if you can, because many of these nonprofits are the reason that you're in this program right now, and are the reason, many of them, why you have a strong relationship with sport to this very day. So just keep that in mind. So again, your audio response question asks you to consider, what have you learned about nonprofits, and how do you see them impacting your career in the sport industry moving forward overall? So again, I really do appreciate the time and effort you've put into these audio responses throughout the whole semester. And in terms of length here, don't worry about hitting the full length here. A minute and a half is fine. Talk as long as you want here. I'll listen to all of them. But if you ever really want to come by again, fourth level of South Block, if you want to meet me in person. If not, if you're graduating right now, by the way, which is possible for some of you students here who just needed a third year elective or a third year core course that you're cleaning up, I wish you well, and I'll see you walk the stage very soon. And I'm looking forward to shaking your hands, and I'm looking forward to meeting you in person, and I really appreciate the work you've put in this semester so far. So have a great end of the semester right now, and good luck on any finals you have to write, and good luck writing your final writing assignment in this course, and I will see you all very soon.